Good evening. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach Lecha, we read about the incident with the Mekoshesh, the one who was gathering wood on Shabbos. And the Torah tells us that they had to put him in jail because they did not know what to do with him. And eventually they were told that he's Chayav Shkila for violating Shabbos. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Chesam Abayis tells us, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Yodea Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Shal Mekoshesh B'Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Mekoshesh was Chayav Misa. He knew that he deserved to die. Shenamar, as the Pasuk teaches us about Shabbos, Mechalalaha Moshimas. One who violates Shabbos is liable for death. Elohe Yodea Be'ezim Misa Nerag. But Moshe did not know which Misa to give him, which one of the Arba Misas Bezdin he deserved. And therefore, the Pasuk in our week's part, in this week's parsha tells us, Kilo Farash Maye Asalo. He didn't know, it wasn't clear, what exactly, which actions should be done with him. In other words, they knew in general that he was Chayav Misa, but they didn't know which one to implement. This is in contrast to the Megadev at the end of Parshas Amor, the one who cursed Hashem, and over there, it says, "Vayanichu b'mishmar." They put him also in a holding cell. Lefrosh lahem al pi Hashem to figure out what to do with him. It wasn't. It doesn't even say anything about Maye Aselo. It doesn't say that they didn't know which action to take. They didn't know in general what was the consequence of the act of being Megadeth Hashem. However, the Mekoshesh, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was Chayav Misa, it was just a matter of which Misa to give him. And the Torah discusses that if the case was that they didn't know which specific Misa to give, so this touches on the Machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Huda regarding Hasra. In general, we say that one, in order to be Chayav Misa, you need to have witnesses, and you need to be warned beforehand not to do the violation and what the consequence will be, what the punishment will be if you do violate a prohibition. So there's a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Huda regarding Hasra, regarding the warning. According to the Chacham, it's sufficient to tell the person that you're going to be liable for death. You don't have to specify which death. However, according to Rabbi Huda, it's necessary to tell him in the warning, in the Hasra, specifically which Misa he deserves for doing this action. Now, if Moshe did not yet know what the specific Misa was, so what emerges is that according to Rabbi Huda, they must have not been able to give him the proper Hasra, even if they warned him that he would die, but there's no way that they would be able to have warned him which Misa that he would get. And therefore, the Tartum explains, therefore, Rabbi Huda has the position that this is a harasha, this is a ad hoc type of punishment, where, technically speaking, according to the regular legal system, he wouldn't be Chayav Misa because there was a problem with the hasra, that he was lacking the proper warning according to Rabbi Huda, because he wasn't specified which Misa he was going to get. But even so, as a harasha, they killed him anyway. Now, based on this understanding, based on this explanation, the Tartima has a question on Tosas in Bava Basra, Kufi Tesamon Aleph. The same Braisa appears in Bava Basra, in addition to Sanhedrin, also appears in Bava Basra, Kufi Tesamon Aleph. And Tosas makes a comment over there that he says that this Braisa, this Drasha, that picks up on the distinction in the language between what it says about the Megadeth, the one who cursed Hashem, and the Parshat Amor, as opposed to what it says about the Mekoshesh and Parsha Shlach Lecha, this drasha is really only according to the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Huda has a position that the person needs to be told exactly which Misa he will get, which exact way that he will be killed. And therefore, according to him, it's a Rasha, so it must be that Moshe did not know that he was Chayav Misa. So even though the Braisa says that Moshe really did know that he was Chayav Misa, but he didn't know which Misa, the Tosfos explains that that's only according to Chacham, but according to Rabbi Huda, Moshe didn't know that he was Chayav Misa. Moshe didn't know anything. So the Torah asks, why the Tosas assume that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe could not have known he was Chayav Misa. Why can't we just say, like the Rebbe explained, that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda has a position that the Mikoshesh was killed as a Hurah Shah, as an ad hoc punishment, but it wasn't according to the regular legal system, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda has that position in this case was because he did not get a proper Hasra, because he did not get a specific Hasra. But Moshe could have known that he was Chayav Misa, he just, there was no way to give him a proper Hasra, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would entail giving him a specific Hasra regarding which Misa it would be. So according to Tartuma, Tosis is difficult to understand. And he leaves it as an open question. He doesn't understand why Tosis comes to that conclusion that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rabbeinu could not have known that he was Chayav Misa. So if you look at some of the commentaries on Tosis, Marashah, Mechachma Shlomo, he explains that really it must be that what Tosis means is the following. Tosis understood that really, if we look at the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chachamim say, this is in Sanhedrin and Peyam Amid Beis, so over there, the Chachamim say, the Tanakhama there, who argues with Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama who maintains that it's sufficient to just give a general Hasra, telling the person that he's Chayav Misa without giving the specifics of which Misa. So the Gemara there says that the Tanakhama learns that, he learns his position, he derives his position from the Mikoshesh. The very fact that they killed the Mikoshesh, even though Moshe obviously didn't know which Misa to give, so that tells us that for Hasra, you don't need specific to know which specific Misa to give. It's enough to just say that person's Chayav Misa. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda in that Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, that no, we don't learn from the Mikoshesh because that's a Harasha. But the point is that how did Rabbi Yehuda know that we shouldn't learn from the Mikoshesh to say that you don't require a specific Hasra, that you don't need to know which Misa the violator will get? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda should have learned from the Mikoshesh just like the Tanakhama. So therefore, the Chacham Shlomo explains, it must be that what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that when Rabbi Yehuda says it's Harasha, he must mean that it was a Harasha that he got killed altogether because Moshe didn't even know that he deserved to get killed. Again, because if Moshe would have known that he deserved to get Misa, and that's why he was killed, it was just a question of which Misa, so then Rabbi Yehuda should have agreed with the Tanakhama that we should learn from Mikoshesh that you don't need a specific Hasra. It's enough to just say the person's Chayav Misa. If Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama and he maintains that no, you need to have a specific Hasra, the only way that he can argue with Tanakhama is if he understands that there's nothing to learn from the Mikoshesh, because the Mikoshesh, there was no Hasra altogether. Therefore, you can't learn anything about Hasra from the Mikoshesh if there was no Hasra. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda understands that there was Harasha, meaning that there was no Hasra altogether, and even so they killed him because that's what Hashem taught. And similarly, the Marsha, he says it in a more simple fashion. He just says that the Tosas probably just relied on the fact that the Gemara itself explains that the Gemara teaches us there's this distinction between the Megadev and the Mikoshesh. The Gemara says explicitly that the Megadev was a Harasha, because that for sure there was no Hasra, since they didn't know he was even Chayav Misa. And that the Gemara there says that therefore he was killed as Harasha. But when it comes to the Mikoshesh, according to the Rabbanan, it was not Harasha, because Moshe knew that he was Chayav Misa. But according to the Behuda, if the Gemara says that according to the Behuda, the Mikoshesh was Harasha, so the simple understanding of the Gemara is that it's Harasha like the Megadev. In which case, that would mean that just like the Megadev had no Hasra, so too the Mikoshesh had no Hasra. And the way Marsha explains is that Tosfos was just relying on the fact that the Gemara uses the same language, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mikoshesh was a Rasha that he was killed, and that's similar to the Megadev, which was a Rasha, and in both cases, it's the same situation that there was no Hasra. So these are basically two different, slightly different variations of how to explain, but basically, the idea is that that the reason why Tosfos takes for granted that according to Rabbi Huda the Harah Shah must mean that there was no Hasra altogether was because if there would have been a Hasra, so then it wouldn't be like the Harah Shah of the Megadev. And perhaps, the as the Chacham Shlomo explains, Rabbi Huda should agree with the Tanakhama, Rabbi Huda should agree with the other opinion, and should learn from the Mekoshesh that the that it's enough to have a Hasra, that's a general Hasra. If Rabbi Huda is not learning from the Mekoshesh, it must mean that he understood that there was no Hasra altogether in the case of the Mekoshesh, and therefore there's nothing to learn about Hasra from the Mekoshesh. Rather, the fact that the Mekoshesh was killed, the one who gathered Eitzim on Shabbos, it was just a Rasha, just like the Megadev, that Hashem said to kill him, even though there was no Hasra. Thank you very much.